Really, when I look at that position, I'm more interested in the balance between the outside linebacker positions for our snaps and special teams, because it's something that, you know, we need to balance out not only through training camp, but also once we get into the games. We're going to play a lot of different sub packages throughout the season, so that's where, you know, that'll be those reps and. With among those players will definitely balance out. So, I, you know, as far as who you want to put on depth chart, we're going to line up with 11 players.
Derek Sherrod is getting reps at tackle and guard today. Even if he does start at guard, is it important for him to just still get some tackle reps too?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, once you get into the 53-man roster, you're going to have, you know, who's your sixth and seventh lineman and responsibility, who's the third tackle, and potentially who's the fourth tackle. So it's important for both TJ and Derek to rep the left guard and left tackle. It's no different for Marshall to be able to play both the left side and the right side. So, you know, once you get down to five, six, and seven, and they really eight, your offensive linemen, they definitely have to play multiple positions.
Mike, did either one of them separate from the other based on tape review from Saturday night?
Yeah, you know, TJ probably graded out a little better than Derek, but it's, you know, we're not making a decision today. It's important to get both those guys as many reps as possible.
We'll pick that by next week, you think?
I don't have a timeline. So.
When you're working on Pirates on a day like today, are you doing stuff for Friday's game, or is there some Saints stuff or some common stuff that you're working on?
Well, we got combinations of, you know, the combination of concepts of what we're trying to get done as far as review, potentially in the game coming forward, you know, just the way we practice. We just had enough time really just to install everything. So we haven't had any review days. You know, these things that we're trying to forecast what we may do down the line. So it's just a combination really taking these first practices of the next couple of weeks and try to review some things that we feel we need to clean up. Because, you know, in past years you had 9 installs. And within the 9 installs, I'll say I've had at least 3 review days. And, you know, those are the days that have been taken away from us in a sense with this new schedule.
Any idea who you want as that third down back? How's that shaking out so far?
Well, they all need to play it. That's, you know, I don't ever just look for one running back to play on third down. But, you know, I thought James Starks was doing some very good things. Ryan's been in the system. I've been really impressed with Brandon. You know, I think Brandon's done a very good job. So Dimitri's a lot more comfortable back there, and John Kuhn can play anything. So, I mean, John's just kind of, you can play him anywhere, you know, halfback, fullback, third down. So, one back. So we feel like we definitely have options there.
Mike, where do you see Alex Green fitting in, and what's his status going forward for this week?
He's not practicing today, so he may be ready tomorrow. I mean, those fatigue injuries, hamstrings, quads, I mean, they're day-to-day. You know, the information I get 2 to 4 weeks, so I wish I had that much leeway in my job. But so that's what you're dealing with when you're dealing with doctors and fatigue muscles. It just, everybody's different. They respond differently. And so when he's ready to go, we'll get him back in there. I think Alex has done some very nice things in his time on the field. But I know the young man wanted to play in the game in Cleveland. So I definitely think he's closer than further away.
Mike, how about Chuck?
Offense was prolific last year. How much better can it be with a healthy
Michael
Finley?
Well, I mean, JerMichael Finley is definitely a talent. And, you know, when he's been able to stay on the field, I mean, he's a guy that can do a lot of different things. I mean, he's someone as a defense you have to know where he is. Definitely from a matchup standpoint. So, but last year's season is clear proof that you need to stay true to your system, put players in position. It's important for us to stay true to that. The quarterback needs to let the system work for him. He does a very good job of that. We want to run as many different combinations of all the guys, but JerMichael Finley definitely makes us better. There's no question about it.
Mike, after looking at the tape, do you like what you saw out of Randall Cobb in his first pro game?
Randall was productive, so I mean that's the first thing. I mean, you can sit there and talk technique and fundamentals and pick it apart. That's our job. That's the way you make all the players, you know, be accountable and to improve. And there's some things that he'll definitely do better. He'll get more comfortable with. But I thought he was productive with his opportunities. I thought he looked pretty natural in the slot. Some of the things we asked him to do in the slot, he, you know, I was comfortable with it. But he has to clean it up. He's got some work to do, just like all the young guys do. It's mentally, it wasn't a very challenging game plan for us Saturday, so that will increase some this week and even more next week. So, you know, he needs to play just like they all do, like our whole team does.
How about his return, man? He gave you a little spark, though?
Very natural. I think he's very natural back here. I've been saying that all camp. He handles the football with a lot of confidence. He's very fundamentally sound. You know, he's moving forward square on the contact with the football. So I'm very comfortable with him both on kickoff and punt return. I think, you know, he showed some ability to break tackles on kickoff. So I was, like I said, I thought he was very productive with his opportunities with the ball.
Mike, Josh Gordy made some plays in the game.
Yes.
Has he been that productive also in practice? And have you noticed a jump from having him towards the end of the year on the practice squad to where he is now?
Well, really like what Josh did last year. I mean, we felt he was someone that was really coming on for us. I think practice he's been solid, but he definitely was productive in the game in Cleveland. I mean, I thought he played very well. Did some things just from a technical standpoint that you could tell he's been here. So just on the second interception where he undercut the corner route was excellent. So I'm happy with the progress he made in that game. So he definitely showed what we, you know, what we thought we had as we held on to him last year.
Mike, with the offseason layoff, how do you think the offensive line did, and just, you know, the ones in the first outing, you know, going out there on Saturday?
Well, it's the fundamentals, the footwork, you know, playing with leverage to fits. I mean, that it's about, I guess, what you would expect. I don't have anything else to judge it. I've never coached a football team that you play a game in February, you don't see until August. I have nothing to say, okay, well, that's normal. So we need to get better, you know, on really the interior play on both sides of the ball, and it's just going to come with padded reps. So I would have to say where we need to be. The protection unit as a whole, I mean, we gave up 5 sacks, but they weren't all on the line. So the sack total was a big negative for the offense as a whole in 4 quarters. But I thought in the first half, the group that played in the first half, we were very productive, and the pass protection was good.
Mike, along those lines, has Brian Bulaga lived up to the expectations of a first-round pick, and has he taken another step forward from his rookie year?
I don't think so. I mean, he was a first-round pick last year, started last year, played in the Super Bowl, and has shown progress from year one to year two already. I think it's clear that Brian Bulaga is a different player this year than he was last year. So I definitely think he's off to a good start, and look for him to have an excellent year.
Clifton didn't take part in every single individual work and rep today. Does that just come with the territory with him being a veteran? Like,
that's where Chad is with his age, you know, wear and tear on his body. You know, everything that he's asked to do is calculated. There's conversation about Chad almost on a daily basis based on, you know, the training room and his position coach. So it's if anybody on our football team's on a pitch count, it's not the quarterback, it's Chad Clifton. It's really just based on where he is in his career.
At what point do you want to get him, you know, kind of revved up to see if he's ready to go for the opener?
I thought he was revved up and played in the game in Cleveland. So, I mean, he's gonna play with the one just like he has in the past. I look for Chad to go through the same schedule he always has. But, you know, as far as how much time he spends in practice, it really be based on where he is, you know, each day. Just like I said, it's just doctor comes in every morning, they check those guys, and we get an evaluation, and we determine our practice reps from there.
Mike, I think all but one kickoff got into the end zone, yet only one was down. I mean, are you inclined to bring it out, no matter where it's going, with the kickoff moved up a few yards this year?
That's scheme or strategy, isn't it? It depends. I mean, there's more to it. I mean, I don't think it's just based off where you're at. I mean, the flight of the ball. So, you know, those are things we'll look at. I mean, some coverage teams, you might want to bring it out more than others. So, I don't think that's a yes or no answer to your question.
Mike, how is Sam Shields feeling health-wise, and what does he need to improve on to take that next step?
Yeah, Sam was close Saturday to play in the Cleveland game. I mean, everybody saw the way he fell in the last practice. So, you know, he practiced today. I anticipate Sam will play this week unless he has a setback, but I mean, he had a pretty significant bruise.
Any concern with the Stokes injury, Mike, or is that just a day-to-day thing?
I'm hopeful it's day to day. So, I mean, he tried to go today and did some pre-practice work and just was unable to go. So we'll see how he feels tomorrow.